Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Yo, 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 what's up? And welcome back to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. In case you can't tell by the deepness of the voice, or maybe this is your first time ever listening, I am Brock Johnson. I am the son of this mother-son duo. My mom, Shalene Johnson, is not part of today's episode. I will be your host, and I am talking to you today about Instagram strategy for 2022. In this episode, you're about to get my entire Instagram growth strategy that I am planning on using for the entirety of 2022. I will give you some background, some backstory, and say that this is very, very similar to the strategy that I used for 2021. This is the strategy that allowed me to grow from approximately 60,000 followers at the beginning of 2021 to now, at the time of recording this, over 350,000 followers. So for you math majors out there, that's about 300,000 followers in a year. This has also made substantial difference in our business, in our podcast, and honestly, in my entire life. That conversation is for another day, but today I'm going to share with you the strategy that's been working for me, and this strategy might work for you. You might want to deploy this. Before we even get into the nuts and bolts of the strategy, I wanted to say a few things. Number one, my strategy reflects my goals. My goals are big growth. I want to serve as many people as possible. I don't have a set number of followers I want to gain per day or month or year, but I want to serve as many people as possible. And this strategy last year allowed me to grow by about 1,000 followers per day. And at the time of recording this, it's about 2,000 followers per day. Also, my strategy reflects years and years of practice. This wasn't done overnight. This wasn't a switch that I suddenly flipped. I also want to note that I have a team. I have a designer who helps me make my carousels. I have an editor who helps me edit my videos. I have multiple assistants who help me with my direct messages. I have lots of help, right? So this wasn't a one-man show operation. Also, I don't have kids. I do have a busy lifestyle living in our Airstream trailer where I travel around the U.S. with my fiance, but I don't have kids. I don't work a full-time job outside of this whole Instagram thing, so I do have maybe more hours or different hours in my day than you do. I think all of that is important to keep in mind as I share this strategy. And of course, these are general recommendations. This is what's working for me. Maybe you're going to take bits and pieces of it. Maybe you're going to test out different parts of it at different times. Maybe none of this will work for you, but I wanted to share what is currently working, what I'm currently finding on Instagram, as well as some general stats, right? Because there are things that work for me that maybe don't work for most people or vice versa. So I'm going to share all of that with you in today's episode. One last thing I promise before we get into the actual strategy. We would really appreciate it if you subscribe to this podcast, because that way, whenever we release a new episode, it's automatically downloaded to your device. It automatically shows up in your podcast app. That way, you don't have to search Build Your Tribe every time a new episode comes out. And by the way, we release two a week. So you're listening to this one right now. This is one of our Thursday longer episodes where we share more in-depth strategy and tips. But we also release a Quick Tip Tuesday, every Tuesday, hence the name, that has quick tips and advice. And it's usually even less than 15 minutes, oftentimes even less than 10 minutes. So we highly recommend subscribing. That way you never miss an episode. And guys, this is free value. There's lots of courses and lots of eBooks and lots of things you could purchase online. And that's great and fine and dandy. But you're getting free value right here from just pressing subscribe. So with that being said, let's hop into the strategy for Instagram growth in 2022. All right, so step numero uno, step one to growing on Instagram. Spoiler alert, a lot of this is going to relate to all social medias, not just Instagram. So this relates to TikTok, this relates to Twitter, this relates to Twitch, this relates to Facebook and YouTube and all of those, is to identify your niche, or some people call it your focus. Some people call it the topic of your account, but you need to have a singular focus. No one's going to subscribe to a YouTube channel that one day posts vegan recipes and the next day is rock climbing tips and the next day is how to properly bathe and take care of your dog and the next day is how to make money online. You're not going to subscribe to that channel because you never know what you're going to get. The same is true on Instagram. And I know you're thinking, but what about the influencers? Well, even the influencers most likely gained their following for some specific reason. So sure, once you get 500,000 followers, you have some freedom and flexibility to start talking about other things. You're not focused on growth anymore. You can talk about all those different interests and passions and hobbies. But in order to grow, especially on Instagram in 2022, you need a focus. You need a specific group of people who you're planning to serve, a specific way you're going to serve them, a topic for your posts, whatever it is, whatever your niche is, whatever your area of expertise is, whatever fires you up, that is step one for growing on Instagram. I cannot harp on it enough. And if you have trouble figuring out your niche, if you have trouble identifying what that topic of focus is, or maybe even just me talking about it scares the living heck out of you because you hear everyone talking about it and you know it's important, but you just can't pick. We have a training inside the Insta Club Hub, which has helped literally thousands of people identify their niche once and for all. So I highly recommend checking out that training. If you're an Insta Clubber listening to this, just go back and listen to that past live training that we have done. All right, so that's step one. Step number two, optimize your profile. Let's think about it this way. If you have a boutique, you have a little shop in the downtown of your city. If you want people to walk into the shop and look around, you have to have a presentable exterior, right? You have to make a good first impression. They have to be able to read the sign. The sign has to somewhat make sense of what's inside the store. And then when they peek through the window, they have to see some appealing stuff. They have to see a reason to walk through that front door, right? It's the same thing on social media. You have to make a good first impression. You have to attract people to the front door, to your profile, and then you have to make sure that they press follow, which is the equivalent of actually coming inside your store, actually walking through the front door. You have to convert them from just a random onlooker into a follower. And there's a lot that can go into an optimized profile, but let's simplify it. Of course, first of all, the username. Your username is kind of like your store name, right? Like Toys R Us, there's probably going to be toys in there. So you can go that route, or if you are building a personal brand, you are building an expertise around yourself and your name, and you are going to be in the content, then I would really recommend making your username your name. So I have at Brock11Johnson, that's me. You can add a the at the front of your name. I've seen people add this is at the front of their name. I've seen people add an underscore between their first and last name. There's creative ways where you can get your name, but if you can get pretty close to your name, that's usually a good safe bet because people see a name and they're like, oh, okay, this is going to be a human being. Then your profile picture, that really matters too. I know that Christmas card photo you took last year and your family's all in and you got all the kids smiling. That's awesome. It's a great photo. Hang it, put it above the fireplace. But that's not a good profile picture, right? Because who am I following? Am I following Johnny, the 7-year-old? Am I following your husband? Am I following you? So just use one single selfie of yourself. I would recommend, you know, having a blurred out background or maybe putting yourself on a blank single color that really makes you pop off the screen and grabs people's attention. But just one single image of yourself. Even if you have to just right now as you're listening, you have my permission, take a selfie and use that as your profile picture. Then on your profile, the next two really important parts are, first of all, the Instagram name. Now, this is a really confusing part for people. If you're an Insta Clubber, watch the baseline Instagram crash course that's available for you inside ICH, because that will really make this part a lot easier to understand. But if you're not an Insta Clubber, basically your Instagram name is the bold text that's right below your profile picture, and that text is searchable on Instagram. That text goes a long way for people figuring out who you are, what you do, what niche you're in, and whether or not they should follow you. And that text should not be your name again. So my username is at Brock11Johnson. My Instagram name is IG Growth Coach. So when you land on my profile, you're like, oh, okay, this guy's name is Brock Johnson. He's a person, and his title is IG Growth Coach. If the IG Growth Coach line said Brock Johnson, well, then they're like, okay, his name is Brock Johnson, and they got to keep reading. They have to keep going to figure out what I do, and that's not ideal. We want to make it as easy as possible for people to figure out what we do and who we are. Then the bio, there's a lot that goes into the bio, but really the first line is the most important part of the bio. That first line, that first sentence should clearly articulate what your niche is. Who do you serve? How do you serve them? What do you post about? Who do you help? What kind of content are you going to be sharing? Who is your ideal customer or client or follower? That should be clearly articulated in your bio. All right, so that's step one and step two. We got niche and we got optimized profile. Now we can move on to the actual posting. And I know a lot of you started listening to this episode and you were like, all right, time to figure out what I'm going to post. He's going to tell me how many posts to make. He's going to tell me what kind of post I need to make. He's probably going to say I need to post a bunch of reels. All right, what you got? And here we are over 10 minutes into this episode and we're just now talking about posting. But the steps that I've given this to you in, they matter and they're intentional. You have to start with a niche and then you moved on to your optimized profile. If you don't do it in that order, basically that's the equivalent of leasing out a building for your business and then just filling it with clothes and whatever it is that you're selling, but never giving your business a name, never putting a sign out front, never making sure the windows look pretty. It's like getting a warehouse, filling it with clothing racks, and then being like, why is no one showing up? I have amazing clothes. Why is no one showing up to my warehouse? Well, they don't know to. It hasn't been optimized. It doesn't have a name. It doesn't have a focus yet. So we really need to start with step one and step two. All right, let's move on to step three. Hey, what's up? I wanted to interrupt this episode really quickly to tell you about the Insta Club Hub. The Insta Club Hub is my mom and I's Instagram coaching membership. It's the only place where you can get our most in-depth knowledge and training on all things Instagram. And I hear you. Instagram can be confusing. There's so much that changes all the time. And there's so much you could learn. I mean, there's so much that changes like every single week with Instagram. And so that's why our goal in the Insta Club Hub is to make things as simple as possible so that you can know exactly what you need to do on a daily basis to not only grow your Instagram, but start converting your followers into customers. Start actually making money from your Instagram account. That's our goal. That's what we want to teach you to do. We want to make it as simple as possible. In the Insta Club Hub, you get dozens of quick bite-sized lessons where you literally get to look over my shoulder and watch me click the different buttons on my phone so you can follow right along with me. We also have two live trainings every single month. It's the only place where you get guaranteed two live trainings from my mom and myself every single month. If you ever have to miss one of those lives, there's always a recording of them available. There's also a powerful Q&A section where if you ever have any Instagram technical difficulties or challenges, we have experts to help you get them fixed. I can't rave enough about the results that people are getting from the Insta Club Hub. We're talking about thousands of new followers in a super short amount of time. And like I said earlier, most importantly, converting those followers into customers. So I can't stress it enough. I highly encourage you to join Insta Club Hub today. The link is in the show notes below this episode. And of course, you can just visit InstaClubHub.com to join. Anyways, back to the episode. Step three, post a minimum of one valuable feed posts per day. Now let's talk about what that means. One feed post per day. Let's define feed posts. Those are reels, carousels, pictures, and videos that you share to your Instagram feed. These are different than stories. These are different than lives. Feed posts, minimum one per day. You could do more. You could do two or three or four, even if you have the capabilities for that. But the biggest key is that they are valuable. If you slowly increase from a few posts a week to one a day to two a day and your posts are valuable, you won't overwhelm your audience. If you go from zero to 100, you will overwhelm your audience. But if you slowly increase it and the posts remain valuable, then your audience won't feel overwhelmed and actually you will increase your odds of growing and you will increase your growth rate. Basically, the more you post, the more you grow, as long as. There's two asterisks that I will add to that phrase. The two as long as. As long as, number one, as long as the post is valuable. I've been saying that a lot, but what does that mean? Basically, ask yourself, does this matter to a stranger? Does this post that I'm about to make, would a stranger care to see this? Would a stranger care to see a recipe for a delicious, healthy, easy-to-make salad? Sure, if that's your niche, if you're a cook, awesome. Yes, that's valuable to a stranger. Does a stranger care to see a picture of what you had for lunch? No. Does a stranger care to see your kid going to school on their first day? Probably not. Like, Aunt Kathy cares to see that. But the only way a stranger would care to see a picture of your kid going to school on their first day of school is if, I don't know, maybe you're a fashion blogger for 12-year-old fashion tips and you're helping moms style their kids as they go to elementary school. Maybe that's your niche. But if that's not, then probably keep that picture of little Johnny, keep that for the family group chat or the Facebook, you know, family group rather than the Instagram feed post. So valuable, matters to a stranger. The second as long as is related to your niche. Your posts should be related to your niche. And I kind of started to hint at that with those examples I just gave, but the vast majority of your feed posts, and I like to say that the goal for your feed posts is that all of them relate to your niche. When you confuse, you lose. If you have a bunch of people who are following you for business tips and suddenly you post a picture of yourself rock climbing, it might be a great photo, it might get a lot of likes, but it's probably not going to do anything for your business and it's probably going to cause a lot of people to unfollow you. So stick to your niche. When you confuse, you lose. All right, so that's feed posts. And notice, I just said feed posts. I didn't even specifically say reels. I can tell you that reels are the best kind of feed post. Reels are going to get you most likely the best engagement, the most reach, the most views, and the most growth. But reels don't float everybody's boat. Not everyone loves reels. Not everyone's very good at reels. Maybe you're going to stick with carousels, which are those slideshow posts. Maybe you're going to stick with pictures. Maybe you're going to stick with just text posts. Do what works for you. Do what fits best for you. Do what's most effective for you. I will say, generally speaking, that is reels. But even if you detest reels or reels aren't available in your country, you can still grow without them as long as you're posting a minimum of one valuable niche-related feed post per day. That's a mouthful. All right, now let's talk about stories. Stories don't help you grow. Stories on Instagram do not help you grow your following, generally speaking. 99% of new followers on Instagram come from feed posts, not stories. But with that being said, stories have a purpose. Stories' purpose is to allow your audience, your existing followers, to build trust with you. And trust matters so much for selling. Stories allow people to build relationships with you. They allow people to feel involved and care about you. Stories absolutely matter. They might not help you grow your following, but they are huge if you want to build a business on Instagram. So what I recommend is 5 to 10 per day. And here's the nice thing about stories. They don't have to be perfect. They don't have to be polished. And they don't even have to necessarily be niche related. There should still be some amount of value in your stories. Like, it shouldn't just be random pictures and random everything. You should still ask yourself, like, would someone like to see this? Is this going to, you know, affect people in some way? Is this going to benefit them from me sharing this? Are people going to get something out of this story? But for the most part, you can really just document your day. And what they will get out of it is they will get a better understanding for you and they'll be able to build a better relationship with you by you documenting your day and showing them how you live, what you do on the day-to-day, and just involving them in your life. All right. So that's stories. We got feed posts covered. Now let's talk about engagement. It's called social media for a reason. The first word in social media is social. If all you're doing is sharing content, that's just media. We need to be social. Now, you don't need to spend hours and hours and hours every single day, but what I would recommend is to engage with 10 accounts per day. 10 accounts. They can be different accounts. They can be the same. It can be a mix. 10 accounts per day. And specifically, these 10 accounts should be in your niche. So maybe you're going to start by writing down 40 different accounts that are either in your niche or are in a similar industry to you and engage with those accounts. I don't need to give you an exact comment script to follow, but just, you know, organically, naturally engage with them. Leave comments on their posts, DM them, watch their lives, like their reels, save and share some of their content. Just interact with them and treat them like human beings. But do this with 10 accounts in your niche per day as a minimum. Then the next part of the strategy is stay engaged yourself with all of your DMs and all of your comments and all of the interaction that you are getting. The more you can do that, the better. Again, the more you can do that, the better. It doesn't have to be 8 hours a day. It could be 15 minutes a day. But whatever you can do, do it. Engage with people. Build relationships. Build trust. Interact with your followers. And they will turn from followers into fans, into lifers, into people who engage with every single post you make and buy every single product you ever put out. Engage, engage, engage. Then the next part of my strategy is live videos. Live videos aren't huge for growth. They can definitely help you, and lots of accounts have grown because of lives. But lives are also a great way to build relationships, to engage with people, to let them see you, you know, live, in the moment, in your natural habitat, as raw and unfiltered as possible. So lives are kind of that bridge between the feed and the stories. They're kind of that middle ground where they can do a little bit of both. They can help you grow a little bit, and they can help you build those relationships a little bit. But they are great also if you want to earn badges, which are kind of like tips. So if you want to literally just get paid for making content on Instagram, going live would be a great way to do that. And then the final piece of my Instagram strategy for 2022 is collaborations. Now, I covered this in depth in a recent Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe, but collabs, I like to do them probably about once a week is my goal. Collaborations are great for exposing your content to a new audience, working with people, making it fun, taking a little bit of work off of your plate, and just leveraging the power of other people's platforms. Now, notice I didn't say anything about fancy aesthetics and presets and filters and colors. Notice I didn't say anything about hashtags. Notice I didn't say anything about scheduling your posts. Notice I didn't say anything about cold direct messaging or cold reach outs to new potential followers. All of those things can more or less help you. Absolutely. Hashtags can help you grow. Having an aesthetically pleasing Instagram, sure, it could help you grow. But those things are additives. Those are the sprinkles and the cherry on top. Those are not central or core to your growth or success on Instagram. They can help, but a lot of them aren't super reliable, or they're not going to make a huge difference, even if they are going to make a difference, or they're just not worth your time and stress compared to the amount of reward that they can provide. So I wouldn't focus on all the rest of that too much. Focus on identifying your niche. Step two, optimizing your profile. And three, posting a minimum of one valuable niche-related feed post per day. And your Instagram account will grow. It might not be overnight. It might not be at the end of the month, but it will grow. And that's where I want to leave you, is that real growth takes time. You can't roll into the gym, do one set of crunches, and expect to have six-pack abs. You can't purchase a piano and expect to suddenly be Mozart. You can't go down the street, buy a basketball, go to the local basketball court, and expect to be Michael Jordan. Real growth, real progress takes time. It's not going to take a lifetime. It's probably not even going to take years, but it's going to take some time. Set a goal for yourself to be consistent for 90 days. Set a goal for yourself to create the habit of consistency, of showing up and posting something valuable, niche-related every single day. Build that habit, and it will make it a lot easier. It will make it a lot more thoughtless and a lot simpler and more efficient for you. But commit. Commit. That's the ultimate strategy. That's the ultimate way to win on any social media. Commit to consistency. Be consistent. Show up and provide value for your audience. Forget all the hacks and tricks and fluff and new features and all that crap. Just be consistent. Be consistent and you will improve. Focus on quantity and the quality will improve and will take care of itself. Just commit. Commit to that consistency. Commit to yourself. Commit to this growth, this challenge, and eventually you will grow. You will reap the benefits and you will have success. I believe in you. I know you can do this. I know you can do this. I absolutely believe in you. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you got something out of today's episode. And as always, happy networking.
If you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to make sure you're subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. We'd love to know. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursday. For Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, be sure to follow and subscribe to Chalene's other podcast, The Chalene Show. It's about living your best life, improving all areas like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, ADHD, fitness, self-care, sleep, and so much more. Links to anything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.